The Chariot. Another lesson to be learned is that of control. Man must adapt himself to the laws of men as well as to those of God. He must learn to be in command of his emotions and not allow them to rule his life. He must understand that he is a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. And I found this interesting because I know the Chariot represents Cancer, and Cancer is ruled by the moon. And Cancer also has something about the family. And if you go to the card before with vices over virtues and choices and all of that, so a lot of that comes from the foundation and lessons and stuff that we get from our family. Any thoughts on the Chariot?
Yeah, it wants you to go beyond limited thinking to achieve success.
Go beyond limited thinking to achieve success.
Because you're combining mental knowledge with that of your heart and spirit. Because that Chariot is about success and emotion, as you had pointed out, it's ruled by the moon, representative of Cancer.
You said the Chariot represents, the Chariot, he is, look like somebody coming in back from, coming back from battle and stuff like that, right? And I did say, the Chariot is Cancer. Could we say that the family you're born in actually can determine, have a strong outcome on, or determination on your success?
Definitely. Some people are born with a silver spoon, raised that way. Generational wealth, trust fund babies.
Yeah.
Terms that people are familiar with, which sort of dictates the path which you will follow for the majority of people in that.
What about the attitude of the family? The mindset of the family.
That mindset.
You think that could determine success?
You have tradition to uphold. You have reputation to uphold as well. So there's sort of ideals or laws that you're bound by in that family.
And we did say emotions. So the emotional connection that you have to family.
You don't want that to lead to disappointment or any kind of being ostracized either through violations or infractions or insubordination of a subset of rules by parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles when you involve money or some kind of dynasty or something, when you integrate that into the equation.
Which makes the next card even interesting. Which is the strength.